Familia de Lucha Libre Online y el cárcel. Aquí te habla el gurú de la lucha libre y tengo el honor y el privilegio de presentar the number one contender for the NWA World Championship, Thomas Latimer. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, Thomas, let's talk really. Who is Thomas Latimer, the human? Did you enter this industry because you were a fan of the product? You saw it as a job initially. If the end, what engaged you enough to stay?
I remember being a kid and seeing all the other kids at the school tossing around their backpacks and butterfly suplexing their school stuff. And so I had no idea about it. I'd never seen it on TV. My parents, it wasn't something that my family was into. I think I'd seen it, you know, randomly in other friends' homes, their dads watching it. But it really wasn't something that my family had any, you know, any desire to watch or, you know. And we didn't have Sky television at the time either. So, yeah. So until the, it was really popular when I was a kid, right? 98, 99. And so it was really seeing all the other kids, you know, being all excited about this thing called pro wrestling. So I'd borrow tapes and stay over at people's homes and things like that and wait till 1 in the morning to watch Raw. And I'd have to tape trade or like borrow older tapes off people that were into it. And so when I saw the 98 King of the Ring and Foley versus Taker, I don't know why, but that match and seeing these guys do these incredible things, I thought that's what I really want to do. And I, you know, I wasn't really book smart. I didn't, school wasn't my cup of tea. It still felt, you know, as hard as getting to the moon, becoming a professional wrestler, especially in England when there wasn't, it's not like now where there's probably a school in every, you know, county. There really was nothing, at least. There was no internet, things like that. And so I don't know why, but I decided that is what I want to do. And come hell or high water, that's what I want to be. And now I'm 37. It's what I've done for 22 years. It's a little bit too late to find a different career. So I'm stuck with it now.
Fast forward, you earn an NWA tag team match with your partner back in the day that was Roy Itzhak. What do you recall of that day? Are you achieved that good? What was going through your mind? Do you recall it?
Which match would that be?
It was Ring of Honor, CMLL.
It was. I don't think if I've been there before or not, but I feel like it might have been the first time. I knew a few of the guys, Ring of Honor guys, from, you know, other places that I'd worked and things like that. So it was good. It was exciting. And we didn't really know. I don't even know if we knew we were going to get the tag titles. No, I can't remember. But I think we had the Crockett Cup first, which had a few of the Ring of Honor guys in. PCO. PCO. Is it that you're talking about, or is it when we went back? And yeah,
the PCO match. The PCO match.
Because we ended up going and sort of having to wrestle 4 or 5 times in a tournament thing, and then lost to them. They got the NWA tag titles, and then we went to the Ring of Honor show a couple of months later, and then beat them for it. It was good. It was fun from what I can remember. It's so long ago, I couldn't really tell you. I feel like we cheated to win. So there you go.
I want to talk to you about, this is so important, the national treasure, Nick Aldis, and you have a great match. You have an I Quit match with Nick Aldis, now known as the GM of SmackDown. How that marked your career in that I Quit match?
Anytime I wrestle Nick, it's always a bit of a night off, and it's a lot of fun. We're both very close. He's my best friend. So, and we've done a lot of stuff previously at TNA and things like that, and had a good feud there. And so it's always easy and organic with Nick. And so, again, I can't remember how we got there, but it was nice to sort of have that style of a match where, you know, it's not your average match. So you get to think a bit more creatively about the moments and situations that you're going to be in. And so it's been a long time since I've seen it, but I know that I feel like we laid it pretty well, and also Kaylee coming out in the end to sort of Camille to sort of save me from Nick murdering me, you know, helped and added another layer to it, and that meant that I wasn't gonna quit, but there was a way to be able to get to where we needed to be in the match. But as far as anytime I get to work, Nick, it's always a lot of fun. We've got such good chemistry and history. And so I'm very proud of him now, finally being with WWE. And everyone's journey there is different, and his is different to everyone else's. There's a lot of guys that when I first started wrestling, they've only recently got signed. They've been wrestling more or less as long as I have. So everybody's journey is different. And I just think that in time, not that they probably already don't, but WWE will eventually realize what a tremendous athlete and entertainer and all-around tremendous professional wrestler they've got on hand. I mean, any situation that you put Nick in, he'll always shine through. So, you know, give it some time. But he's in the place where he should be. And I think that as the weeks and months roll on, we're going to really be able to see what WWE's been missing out on for 15, 20 years. So very excited for him.
Thomas, you recently have the NWA Television Champion for 213 days. How was important that title for you?
I think any time that you win, quote unquote, a championship with a company, they obviously see something and want to help elevate you. So it's always an honor, no matter what it is, because you know they're taking an interest in you and that they're, to a degree, putting their stamp of approval on you. And so that was a good title for me to have, just because to be able to be in the situation that I am at the end of the month wrestling EC3 for the World Heavyweight Championship, you have to beat 7 people in a row to be able to get that title shot. The belt is automatically stripped from you and then you get this opportunity. So, you know, it helps, at least in my mind, have a good sort of run of beating and destroying people. That way that, you know, for someone like EC3, he gets to realize, oh man, this guy got this belt and then he's beaten 7 people consecutively, you know, night after night. And now he's coming after my championship. So it should, in a weird way, put the fear of God in him a little bit. So we will see.
One of those matches I want to talk to you about when you have the NWA Television Championship is one of my favorites. I think was a personal rivalry. What can you discuss about working with Chris Adonis?
Well, Chris is another super close friend of mine. And, he was someone that when I was 17, 18, you know, I remember watching WrestleMania as a, you know, when I'm 17, 18 year old, I'm still a kid. And I remember watching him at WrestleMania, thinking that he was a, you know, 45-year-old grown man, not knowing that he was only a few years older than me. And so to be able to see Chris and his body of work and the wrestler that he is now compared to then, I mean, he was still great back then, but now he's on another level. Like, Chris is awesome. I love watching Chris perform. I love watching him wrestle. There's no wasted movement with him. He's got a good mindset for the business, as well as being a fantastic human being. He's also a fantastic wrestler. So he's someone that is a joy to be around. I look forward to any time I can be around him. And just like Nick, wrestling Chris is also a night off, because you're in there with a pro. He's not going to hurt you. You're going to tell the story that you need to. There's going to be nothing in there that doesn't need to be in there. And so wrestling Chris is always a privilege and an honor. And again, just a night off. I know that whatever we do will be good. And that is because Chris is so good.
Yes. Tom, October 28th, you have the match of your career in Cleveland, Ohio for the NWA Championship. You face EC3, that same championship that held by Ric Flair, Harley Race, Dusty Rhodes, and many people in the industry. Once touched those 10 pounds of gold, what's going through your mind and you root for your biggest match in your career?
I think that it's bullshit that I haven't had this opportunity before. I think it's bullshit that I had to beat 7-8 people in a row to be able to get that title shot. I think that EC3, who again is tremendous, is a hell of a talent. He reinvents himself. He's been everywhere, and he's someone that continues to grow and change and evolve. And so what he does is brilliant. He looks great. He's a good wrestler. And so I know that me and him have chemistry. And like I said, I do to a degree have respect for him in all those assets that he's been able to achieve. And like I said, stay relevant and change with the times. Do I feel that he slid in and took the position I should have been in? Sure. And maybe there's good reason for that. Maybe I've been, you know, I've sat back and I've let people like that come in and take what I think is mine. And so, you know, I've tried to be the guy that just sits back. I've tried to be the guy that doesn't ruffle feathers. And after the past year or so, I've seen that that gets you nowhere. That's got me absolutely nowhere. And so I think that EC3 and the NWA is going to see a new version of Tom Latimer moving forward, and especially at the pay-per-view, Samhain. My wife, Camille, will be out there with me. And that's not that. I mean, of course, it's great having your wife out there, but she's out there as my insurance policy to be able to make sure that EC3 doesn't get up to. I mean, we're in his hometown, so we want to make sure that he's going to play fair, because ultimately, being in his hometown is a disadvantage to me. And so the match, I'm going to beat the shit out of him. And I'm sure he's going to beat the shit out of me. And so I just hope that he's prepared, ready, has all his ducks in the line, because the last thing that he wants to do, he's only just won that belt. The last thing that he wants to do is, I mean, at any point, he doesn't want to lose his title. But you don't want to be a guy that held the belt for 3 weeks. And so as much as he wants to keep it, I want to win it. So someone has got to lose, but I don't plan on it being me.
Tom, I know you work in a lot of places. You work here in Puerto Rico. What can you talk to me about that tough crowd when you wrestle here?
I think I wrestled Apollo there. And Apollo's an old friend of mine. He's a, you look at Apollo, you see a real wrestler there. He's a guy that's like 7 foot tall, 300 pounds of muscle. He's got the heart of gold and a big teddy bear, but don't tell anybody I said that. But when I think of pro wrestling, I think of Apollo. And so obviously he's from there. Anytime that I wrestle Apollo, it's always fun. And I feel like he hit me with a 2x4 over the head, or his wife hit me in the nuts. Something funny kind of happened there. But I mean, Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. Obviously, when I go there to wrestle, I fly in, I spend the night, and I'm gone. So I didn't get a chance to really see any of it. But I felt like, it was a busy arena. I felt like the people were into it, and there was a lot of noise. I feel like there's a fair few people there, but I didn't really. So that was great. But I didn't really get a chance to see much of Puerto Rico. So it's somewhere that I'd like to go back again. I know that there was like a storm a couple of years ago, right? Yeah. So I don't know what it's like now. But I feel like there is a few places going on, right? I know Tito Colon, he's got some stuff going on there. So it's a place that I'd love to go back. I really would.
So Puerto Rico is beautiful. You better have it in your agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, you work in Mexico too? What can you recall memories about working in Mexico?
I think the first time I was over there, it was for another sort of tournament thing. It was Extreme Tiger, I think that helped me get over there. And it was the first time I wrestled there, and we got to wrestle at the Arena Mexico. So that was cool, just because of what that place is in regards to Mexican and pro wrestling in general. It's the Madison Square Garden of Mexico. So that was cool. I've got a lot of friends there, like Sam Adonis. He's a guy that's a big star for AAA. So he was there to sort of show me around and stuff. And then I feel like, and then we did some stuff for Del Rio too when he was doing the Nacion. And so that was great too. Again, I've met a lot of these guys through being in, WWE, FCW, NXT, and then, in and out of TNA and things like that. So I've already got a good relationship with a lot of these guys. Mexican wrestling is obviously very different to British or American wrestling. And so once, as far as a talent, once you go, okay, I'm in Mexico, I got to play by their rules, then it's a lot more. If you try and go in there with the mentality of it being American pro wrestling, it's not going to fly. It's its own thing. And so as soon as I kind of figured that out, I went, oh, okay. And then it's a lot of fun because you can you don't not you don't have to necessarily worry about the things that you might do in the States. But the first time I wrestled there, I didn't realize that putting on a chin lock was sort of like something you don't really do. And so everyone's whistling and blowing and making all this noise, and I'm thinking, oh yeah, I'm getting some real good heat. These guys hate me. But no, they just hated me because I was putting that chin lock on. They don't want to see a chin lock. And so again, like I said, once I kind of figured that out, I went, oh, okay. But no, again, I love the place. It's a place that me and Camille, we go back there quite often for holidays. Like we really, really like Mexico. It's we like going on holiday and wrestling, but obviously we prefer going there on holiday.
Well, you talked to me about your wife, Camille. What's so important to have your wife in this roller coaster ride of 2 decades in the industry and having her in your corner in your big match with EC3?
I think that for me, especially now being a lot older, like we value our time together. We're very close. Some people might not like working with their wife or husband. Fortunately for us, we do work together a lot and we do enjoy it. And so also if you're married or dating or whatever, another professional wrestler, they understand it a lot more than a not civilian, a normal wife or husband that might, the other half might be the wrestler. Because it is a bizarre sort of industry, and it's a job that when you tell most people, they don't really think it's a job, but it is a job. There's a lot of trouble, a lot of stress, a lot of things that come with the territory that I guess when people watch on TV, they just think that it's all fun and everyone's having a great time. And that's not necessarily true. And so being able to work with my wife and have her, even together in Mexico, we were wrestling together and stuff. So it just works for us. And we also get to experience all these sort of new places and new things together. Instead of it being like two separate lives, right now our lives are combined, whether we're at home or on the road. So, like I said, for us, it works. And it's very important. She was the NWA women's champion for a tremendous amount of time. And so I think that she, just like I, realize that I should be in that position, that I should be the face of the company, that it's long overdue. And so for her to be there on that night for when I do defeat EC3, the first person that I'll look out in the crowd, well, in the crowd, but around ringside will be her. Because it's validation. It's validation for me, it's validation for her. And it's sort of a moment in time that we've talked about a lot that will come to life. So, I'd prefer her being there to be there that very split second rather than calling her up on the phone, you know? So it just makes it more special.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I want to say thank you for your time here in Lucha Libre Online. It's an honor to have you here.
Thanks, man.
So give me a second so I can talk something in Spanish for the crowd.
Go for it.
NWA presenta Sam Hain, donde Thomas Latimer va a ser el retador número uno para el campeonato de NWA junto a su esposa Camille ante EC3. Va a estar en las plataformas de Fight TV y pueden conseguir su taquilla por nwatix.com. Tom, thank you for your time again. It's an absolute honor me to interview you. Good luck in your match.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Anytime you need me, let me know. And next time we're over in Mexico, whatever, let me know, and then we can go get some dinner or something.
So that's awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you, bro.